Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, welcome to the Soundcheck Podcast, our live series of in-studio performances. I'm John Schaefer. The Swiss pianist and composer Nick Bertsch makes music that's an unlikely but colorful blend of chamber music, minimalism, jazz, and Eastern thought. It's hard to describe, although Nick's first album with his band Ronin back in 2001 did a pretty good job of it. The record was called Ritual Groove Music. Since 2006, Nick Bertsch's Ronin has been making their ritual groove music exclusively for the prestigious ECM label. Their most recent album is called Awasa. They're here today to play for us one short piece and a much longer one. This first work, the shorter of the two, is called Module 46.
Thank you.
Well, that is Nick Berch's Ronin in a live performance here in our New York studio in a piece called Module 46. The band consists of Nick Berch at our piano, Shaw playing both the saxophone and the bass clarinet, Tommy Jordi playing the electric bass, and Kaspar Rast behind our drum kit there in the corner. Nick, it's great to see you again.
Well, great pleasure to be on the show. John, great to see you again, also in person.
So this piece is called Module 46. By my count, there are at least 60 modules that you've written at this point. What does that title mean for you?
Well, first of all, it's a technical description, like we are working with modular patterns. And so it's more like Sonata number 1 or Symphony number 12.
Right.
Or maybe also the etudes from Debussy and people like that. So every module has one basic idea with which we work.
So are they repeatable pieces? I mean, how much of what we just heard would an audience, for example, at Iridium tonight hear repeated?
Well, usually it's a coherent piece with also a dramaturgy, but we play these pieces since years. So in our own club in Zurich, we play there every Monday since 14 years. We tour a lot. And we also work on the orchestration a lot together. So the band has also kind of takes over the composition very much, and it can change totally. We work with sounds, with new ideas from all members. So a module that in the beginning was there can change a lot, but it usually has a clear structure and a clear idea that we also want to show.
Now, there are lots of ideas behind this band. I mean, the name Ronin comes from Japan. In medieval Japan, a Ronin was a samurai who was not attached to a court.
Yeah, they kind of were freelancers like we are as musicians.
Right.
So they were kind of robbers and thieves, but also some guys who went the more ethic way and tried to work on their art and really focus on that and take responsibility for that freedom. And that's a bit the idea of that bunch of guys.
Mm-hmm. And the way that you have over the years presented your music, it's almost like a martial art, which you study Aikido, right?
Right. Well, you can maybe compare these katas and all that stuff that you train in art and you really work on that specifically. But then the goal is finally to move freely, you know, to be in contact with your partner and to hurt nobody mm-hmm. and to work on the togetherness. And that's also what we do in the music.
So is that why a band like Ronin has had such staying power? I mean, you know, it's been since 2001 that you've been playing with this configuration.
Yeah, it has to do with the commitment of all members. And for example, with drummer Kasper, I play since we were kids, so it has a really long story. And this working together is essential for this kind of music. Also, these kind of little ghost note improvisations and pickup dramaturgies in the pieces. The whole attitude, how we play this music, is very important. You know, we share that all together.
Well, now you mentioned the word dramaturgy twice already, and obviously performing music is a dramatic thing.
Right.
But it seems like maybe you mean something else, something a little more than that.
Yeah, I mean, like the whole development in a piece, but also in a concert, how you play together and bring it, you know, not only from A to B, but from A to Z, and work with coherent structure, but also with a lot of freedom and surprise. So we want to surprise ourselves, but also the people who are listening. So sometimes you don't know from outside, is this stuff composed, agreed, improvised, you know, like instant composed together. That's a bit the idea of the whole thing.
Right. Well, and to come back to the idea of the module. So you said it's sort of like a sonata or a symphony. Those are forms, you know. Sonata gives you a theme, and then there's the development and the recapitulation. There's also the song form, verse, chorus, verse. Your pieces don't fit into any of the accepted forms, so they are kind of these modular ideas, it seems.
Yeah, you know, I started classical music, but also before played a lot of jazz and like free music. So in the jazz world, sometimes you go very quickly to the improvisation, you leave the form or the material, and in classical music, you kind of stay really concrete, and interpretation playground is a bit smaller. Mm. So I was looking, and we were looking for a form that respects the piece, and at the other hand, also gives a lot of freedom in that piece. Like Stravinsky said, when you have a clear structure, there's a lot of freedom in it to discover.
Right. So it's the corollary to the idea that there's nothing scarier than the blank page. you know, when you have absolutely everything open to you.
Yeah, well, you know, for a creative person, it's maybe like that you have too many ideas.
Exactly.
And so
yeah.
That's why we work really consistent with some ideas. Usually it's a cycle, a rhythmic structure, or a harmonic development, and we stick to that and try in this form to discover a lot of freedom. And with cycling of odd meters, there is a big potential for interesting new forms also for the players.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that, because the idea of ritual groove music suggests to the modern listener a kind of four on the floor, easy to lock into, and you guys have multiple grooves going in any given piece.
Yeah, you can actually discover in a lot of ritual or spiritual traditions, world music, a lot of interesting cycles going on. So the idea is, you know, to work with repetition, but not to make a statement for the repetition, but to discover this flow potential, this potential that a piece loads itself up. So when you work with these structures, and one of the most interesting ideas is to work with cycles. You know, for example, the next piece is a cycle from 7 against 5, and then we work with that, me as a composer, but also we as players and interpreters and improvisers over these pieces.
So you're talking about module 58, which
right.
is one of the pieces on the new record on Awase. What does that title, Awase, mean?
Actually, Awase comes also from Aikido. It means blending, mixing. It means that moment when you are with an opponent, or we say a partner, work together. So you exchange the energy, you're in a flow. You're actually with the body thinking faster than your mind. So you try actually in Aikido also when you're attacked to be non-violent and to work with the power so that nobody gets injured and there is a togetherness. And in playing, that's the major point, right? We have to be really together to move together like a swarm of fish where you never know in what direction they go, but they go together.
Right. But one of the things that has struck me about your music over the years is it's in motion constantly, like that school of fish, that swarm of fish. But it's not necessarily moving harmonic. You know, there's a kind of a stasis, a static harmonic quality very often to the piece.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of space and emptiness in the groove. You know, in the eye of the hurricane, it's sometimes really quiet.
Mm.
And we are actually looking for that also, that in the structures we have this emptiness, this peace, this calmness, but with a clear focus and a stronger energy so that it loads you up.
All right, so this piece called Module 58 has sevens against fives, which makes it sound like everybody's going to be counting and counting and counting. But for the piece to work, you need to not be counting, I guess.
Yeah, I usually find these patterns by just playing or, you know, dancing a lot with the, also with the drum set together when we play or when I play myself. And very often these patterns are kind of a dance move, so it's not about odd meters, it's more about different feelings and new moves that we can combine. And very often we don't even know actually in what count this piece is.
All right. We're speaking with Nick Bertsch and listening to a live performance here in the studio today from Nick Bertsch's Ronin. You guys ready to play the piece?
Yeah, very happy to be here and play the 58.
All right. Module 58 from Nick Bertsch's Ronin.
Thanks, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that is Nick Berch's Ronin in a live performance here in our New Sound studio in New York with Module 58. Nick Berch playing our piano, both on the keyboard and on the strings inside. Shaw playing the bass clarinet, an instrument we don't often think of as part of the rhythm section, but there it was at times in that piece, and the alto saxophone as well. Tommy Jordi playing the electric bass. I mentioned before that Kaspar Rost is playing our drum kit. I was only half right. Obviously, he's brought some of his own gear because at the beginning of that piece, I was hearing sounds that our drum kit has never made before. Nicely done, guys. That was really beautiful. Nick, that's Module 58. It has the groove to it. It has the element of motion and stasis that we were talking about before. How much, if any, influence have you drawn from electronic music?
Well, there were a lot of DJs, like maybe end of the 80s, especially drum and bass DJs like Fotek, for example, that inspired us a lot. From the other side, we are playing everything acoustically, like we always played, so also no keyboards usually, just because we love that, you know, handcrafted quality of playing together. But obviously in a lot of electronic music, there was the same kind of idea of quality. And we found that in a lot of drum and bass tracks, for example. So that was an influence kind of coming from the opposite direction.
Right. And in a funny way, some of the electronic artists and you guys working completely acoustically have gotten to the idea of trance. You know, that's been a big part of the electronic scene and obviously a big influence on what you do.
Yeah, you know, usually people play not so long on instruments like you can do with electronics, but we also opened actually the whole aesthetics with the 36-hour music rituals where we played 36 hours with that idea of people sharing the concerts, but also sleeping there, dancing there, just hanging in the space we rented and built up the whole thing and played for 36 hours together.
Wow. Presumably alternating, so not one group of people.
Well, yeah, the concept was that at least one guy has to play. It was in a circle of sand. Everybody was like hanging around there. But finally, you know, it had such a strong social and musical energy also for the community and everything that it was rarely that we had some solos and we had a lot of duos, trios, and we had really most of the like a quartet feel there where we played. And there were also some parts where we really played pieces and there was a clear concert. But working with that material, with that freedom of time, but that focus was very inspiring and showed us a lot of possibilities.
Was this in Zurich?
Yeah, that started in Zurich and now we did a few also in the world, also with Bill Bracken. Actually,
is Zurich not part of the world?
Yeah, I mean like out there, you know. So, for example, Bill Bracken, who brought us the first time to New York at Joe's Pub, you know, he moved to Abu Dhabi, to the Art Center there, and he presented a 27-hour ritual there a year ago or two.
So you mentioned you have this club in Zurich.
Right.
It's almost like a dojo, it seems, you know, a place where one goes to learn martial arts. Do you teach music in the style of a martial arts master?
Well, first of all, it's a music club made by music lovers for music lovers. So we wanted to do the club in our style and present music independent of the style, kind of post-genre idea of presenting music we like. But we have that Monday where we have a residency and there I give a workshop in the afternoon that actually the idea of the dojo cultivates in the sense of not professionals only have to play together or people on the same academic level, but people who are interested sharing these ideas, coming together and making music together and train these ideas. So it's actually quite simple and basic to just share the ideas for people who are interested to come forward and learn a lot about that music.
Well, it's been great seeing the four of you sharing the music making here in the studio today. Nick Berch's Ronin have been my guests on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. Their latest record is called Awasa. Nick, great to see you again. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Great pleasure to be here with all the guys and great pleasure to be with such a music enthusiast and quality lover like you, John.
Thank you, Nick. This is Soundcheck. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.